This is Season 11, Episode 9. In this episode, we will focus on how to train AI to handle edge cases, manage complex or uncommon customer questions, and recognize when human intervention is needed. You will learn how to identify situations where AI may struggle, how to design fallback mechanisms, and how to train AI to handle objections, complaints, and unexpected queries. By the end of this episode, you will understand how to ensure AI provides reliable responses while avoiding mistakes in difficult customer interactions. So far, we have integrated AI into chat systems and customer support workflows. Now we need to prepare AI for situations where standard answers may not be enough. Let's go step by step on how to train AI for complex queries, set up human intervention rules, and improve AI's ability to manage difficult customer interactions. Step 1. Identifying edge cases in customer inquiries. AI can handle common and repetitive questions well, but sometimes customers ask unexpected or complex questions that do not fit into standard response patterns. These edge cases can include vague or unclear questions. A customer asks, "Can you help me with this?" without providing details. Multi-part or layered questions. A customer asks, "What are the product dimensions, and do you offer international shipping?" in a single request. Emotional or complaint-based inquiries. A frustrated customer says, "Your product didn't work as expected. What are you going to do about it?" Requests outside of AI's knowledge. A customer asks about an outdated product or an uncommon technical issue. To handle these situations, AI needs to be trained to recognize uncertainty and respond appropriately instead of providing incorrect or misleading answers. Step 2. Designing AI responses for unclear or multi-part questions. When customers ask vague or unclear questions, AI should be trained to ask clarifying questions rather than making assumptions. For example, if a customer types, "I need help with your product," AI should not guess what they need, but instead respond with, "Of course, I'm happy to help. Could you provide more details about what you need assistance with?" For multi-part questions, AI should be trained to break them down and answer them one by one. If a customer asks, "Can you tell me the price and also explain the warranty policy?" AI should structure its response like this. "The price for this product is $299. Regarding the warranty, we offer a 2-year manufacturer's warranty covering defects. Would you like more details about coverage?" This ensures that all parts of the question are answered clearly without overwhelming the customer with too much information at once. Step 3. Training AI to recognize and de-escalate customer complaints. When AI detects frustration, dissatisfaction, or an emotional complaint, it should respond with empathy and avoid defensive or robotic-sounding replies. For example, if a customer writes, "I'm really disappointed. I ordered this product 2 weeks ago, and it still hasn't arrived," AI should not respond with, "Shipping typically takes 5 to 7 business days." Instead, it should acknowledge the frustration first, then provide useful information. "I understand how frustrating delays can be, and I sincerely apologize for the inconvenience. Let me check the status of your order. Can you provide your order number?" By showing empathy first, AI makes the customer feel heard before providing a solution. Step 4. Setting up fallback mechanisms for AI uncertainty. There will be situations where AI does not have enough information to generate a reliable response. Instead of making up an answer, AI should be trained to use fallback responses and escalate to human support if necessary. Here are some effective fallback strategies. 1. Acknowledging uncertainty while offering an alternative solution. If AI does not know the answer, it can redirect the customer. "I'm not completely sure about that, but I can connect you with a team member who can help." 2. Providing an estimated time frame for a response. If human input is needed, AI should set expectations. "I'll check with our support team and get back to you within 24 hours. 3. Directing customers to additional resources. If AI cannot answer a complex technical question, it can suggest checking a help center or documentation. "That's a great question. I recommend checking our knowledge base for detailed specifications. Would you like a link?" These fallback responses ensure that AI does not create confusion or frustration by providing incomplete or incorrect answers. Step 5. Handling unexpected or unusual requests. Customers sometimes ask unusual or unexpected questions that do not fit into normal support categories. AI should be trained to recognize when a question is completely outside its scope. If a customer asks something unrelated, AI should not attempt to answer. Redirect irrelevant inquiries. If AI detects an off-topic request, it can guide the customer back to relevant topics. Politely decline requests that AI cannot fulfill. If a customer asks AI to make a decision that requires human input, AI should not attempt to do so. For example, if a customer asks, "Can you recommend a product that's not from your company?" AI should be trained to respond with, "I specialize in providing information about our products. If you have specific requirements, I'd be happy to help you find the best option within our selection." This ensures that AI stays on brand and does not provide responses that could mislead customers. Key takeaways from this episode. AI should recognize vague, unclear, or multi-part questions and respond with clarifying questions or structured answers. Customer complaints should be handled with empathy before providing solutions. AI should not guess answers when unsure. Fallback mechanisms should be in place for human intervention. Unexpected or off-topic questions should be redirected or politely declined to keep AI responses focused and relevant. Your action step for today. Review your customer support history and look for edge cases where AI might struggle, such as unclear or emotional inquiries. Scenarios where AI might need a fallback response instead of providing an incomplete answer. Common multi-part questions that AI should be trained to break down effectively. Use these insights to improve AI training and ensure AI handles difficult interactions professionally. What's next? In the next episode, we will focus on how to deploy and maintain your custom GPT for long-term success. You will learn how to continuously update AI with new product data, monitor response accuracy, and scale AI-powered customer support across multiple platforms.